This is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards iHeartRadio Talk Network.
That's right. That's
rough.
Dog's really angry about a divorce. Not really a divorce. A guy died and was dating someone. Allegedly, according to the people in the will. So he left everything to his sisters, but apparently had a dog with his girlfriend who was or wasn't living with him. The story is a little murky.
Wow.
Hold on, dog. Don't get too crazy. I don't think you can say that on the radio. We'll talk about it after. Some people are saying, well, you know what? Maybe she doesn't deserve to have the dog, the girlfriend. Because they met on a sugar daddy website.
Wow.
I'm going to have to do some research and find out what a sugar daddy is, because I don't know. And we'll tell you about the story with a court of dogs. We want you to call in with your dogs and have their say. They can bark. If they can bark on the radio, that will determine who gets possession of this dog.
Wow.
Okay, sounds great for 15 minutes from now here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network. But first, it is time for our favorite movie reviewer to give us his movie reviews for a segment that we like to call, Does Richard Krause Love These Movies? Basically, Richard gives us a synopsis of a movie that is opening or starting to stream as of today, and we try to decide what he's going to rate it. Richard, what's your first movie?
In Kung Fu Panda 4, a new animated movie now playing in theaters, Jack Black returns to voice the title character, Po, who must train a new warrior when he's chosen to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace. However, when a powerful shape-shifting sorceress sets her eyes on the Staff of Wisdom, he suddenly realizes he's going to need some...
Why should we help you?
We can take down the chameleon together.
Being the dragon warrior, it's who I am.
Skidmish.
What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
What is it you're holding?
A cookie? Ah!
You were chosen to become something more than you already are.
What is the name of this thing?
Kung Fu Panda 4?
Kung Fu, 4. All right. They start to wean off after 2, I think. Although, Fast and the Furious 5, arguably the best Fast and Furious. But I digest. I'm going to say this sounds like fun for the kids, and that's how I'm rating it. I'm going to give it 3, Tony.
Ooh, 5. This is the 4th edition?
Yeah.
So are they going to start racing cars soon is my question. I'm going to go 3.5. You know what? The first couple of movies were actually kind of fun to watch. So I'll go 3.5 on this, but I think I'm done after 4.
Kung Fu Panda expert. What about you, Noah?
2.
After 3 big screen entries and a popular video game version, there isn't a lot of room for new adventures for Po the Panda, but the new movie does a good job at keeping the story in action before its Best Buy date. It will entertain the eye and has good messages for the whole family, and in this case, that's enough for a good time at the movies, and that's why I gave Kung Fu Panda 4, now playing in theaters, 3.5 stars out of 5.
Wow, that's pretty great. What's next, Richard?
In Imaginary, a new horror film now playing in theaters, a woman returns to her childhood home only to discover that the imaginary friend she left behind is very real and very unhappy that she abandoned.
Every culture has a name for it. We call them imaginary friends.
You've been spending time with a new friend? He asked you to do something that hurt you.
It was part of the game.
Does that seem like a game a good friend would want to play?
Maybe we shouldn't play together anymore, Chauncey. Maybe we shouldn't be friends. No.
Oh, yikes. Whoa. I don't know. It sounds like it could be good. I know Richard gave the last animated movie. This is for kids. I'm gonna say Richard gives this one 3. Noah?
I'm going to go 2.5.
What about you, Tony?
Was that a film for kids? Or
I know. It sounded
movie?
Like at the end, it sounded like a horror movie.
Right? I'm going to go 2 on this.
Okay.
Imaginary is Insidious Light, a revamped mythology Yikes. About the rage unleashed when a friendship bond is broken. Not only do the main players immediately buy into the loopy rationalization for the Twilight Zone-esque goings-on, but poor Betty Buckley is saddled with the unenviable task of delivering horror movie balderdash about just how imaginary Alice's new friend really is. The reliance on exposition over scares in the film's final third blunts the effectiveness of those scenes. In its examination of childhood trauma and unresolved issues from the past, Imaginary has the elements of a good horror film, but isn't imaginative enough to do anything really new, which is why I gave Imaginary, now playing in theaters, 2.5 stars out of 5.
I don't know. Sounded like it was going for a 1, heading for a 1 there, but 2.5. All right, Richard, what's the final movie?
Zac Efron and John Cena star in Ricky Stenicki, now streaming on Amazon Prime. 25 years after creating the imaginary friend Ricky Stenicki, 3 childhood best friends still use the non-existent pal as a handy alibi for their immature behavior. When their spouses and partners get suspicious and demand to finally meet him, the guilty trio decides to hire washed-up actor Rod to bring him to life. However, when Rod takes the role of a lifetime just a little bit too far, they begin to wish they never invented Ricky in the first place.
Stenicki, what up, man?
Are you serious? Have someone call me when you get out of surgery, all right?
You should drive out there. Ricky's been there for you guys your whole lives.
The devil's in the details, my friend.
It worked!
Atlantic City, here we come.
What we got?
Ricky's cancer's back.
Why does it have to be cancer? Won't everybody get worried?
Yeah, and that's going to take us right into the World Series.
The best friend we never had.
That's funny. You know what? I love John Cena in these roles where he plays like a comic dumb guy, and he might be playing too many of those roles, but I think he's really I really get a kick out of him playing the straight dumb guy. And I'm not sure that that's the character here, but I hope it is. I would actually see this, so I'm going to say 3 stars. What about you, Noah?
I'm going to go 4.
Tony?
I laughed all through the trailer, probably because I think these kinds of antics are funny, but I'm going to go 3.5.
Ricky Stenicki has the earmarks of a Farrelly Brothers film, the outrageous premise, the jokes that come very close to the line, and broad comedic performances, but underneath the silly stuff is an almost touching story about a man who finds a new way to get through life. It's the same kind of subterfuge the Farrellys played with There's Something About Mary, a gross-out comedy about finding true love. Ricky Stenicki doesn't have the hard laughs of that film, but in John Cena, it does have a star who is able to effectively mix and match the silly with the saccharine. That combo is the key to the modest success of Ricky Stenicki, which is why I gave the movie, now streaming on Amazon Prime,
3.
2.5 stars.
Oh, 2.5. Wow. It sounded like there was one where he gave it 2.5. It sounded like it was going for a 1, and I thought that one was heading towards at least a 3. But Ricky Stenicki, I guess we're not going to see Ricky Stenicki. Okay. Thank you very much, Rich. Straight ahead, the story of an argument between a young woman who wants to keep the dog after her boyfriend passed away, but he left everything to his sisters. That's next.